must have a code that she can live by. And so, become yourself, because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go by. And feed them on your dream, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And can you, of 10 years, can't know the things that your elders grew by, and so please help them with your youth. They see the truth before they can die.
Teach your parents well, their children's hell will slowly go by. Them on your dream, the one they fix, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why, if they told you you would cry. So just look at them and sigh, and know they
Hey, everybody, it's Maggie Rodden. How are you today? Boy, I'll tell you, wouldn't it be good if our children had been taught well? Then none of us would be where we are today, would we? If that little ditty, if our children had been taught well, but they haven't been, unfortunately, they don't know the truth. If they did, we'd all be set free, wouldn't we? Oh, such a dilemma we find ourselves in today, I am telling you. Anyway, listen, I have another great guest lined up, my buddy William Taylor Ryle, my feisty friend who is an advocate of the truth and knowledge and freedom and liberty and all of those good things that are sadly waning on the horizon for all of us now. Get involved. Listen, one way to do that is to get Officer Jack McClam's book, which, listen, they don't make a dime off this book. Operation Vampire Killer 2012, the whole purpose is to get information out to people, get that little knowledge, get the truth out to people so that they have a weapon to fight back with. The truth is a weapon. You must understand that. 208-935-7852, 208-935-7852. A portion of the proceeds goes back to RBN, so when you call up there and make arrangements to buy up 1 or 10,000 books, wouldn't that be wonderful? Man, I wish a millionaire would come along. Anybody got some bucks? Put them out there. Do something useful with them, please. 208-935-7852. Mention RBN. Mention my show. Tell them I sent you, so they know. And a portion of the proceeds goes back to RBN. It's a win-win situation, and they use the money just to print up more books. So there you go, kids. That's the word of the day. Well, several words of the day. You'll be hearing more words of the day shortly. Now listen. 877-488-5350 is the number to call into the show today if you want to comment. We'll be back in 3. William Taylor Ryle is on the line. He'll be joining me after 3 minutes, so don't change that dial.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GET-BERKEY. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, redistributor of the truth. Some might even add the adjective extraordinaire in there. William, what say you?
I agree. Good morning.
All right. Good thing you said you agree, kiddo, or I'd say, get him off the air with me. He's not allowed on to. He's not allowed to speak. Only people who agree with me are allowed to speak. You know the little mantra, don't you, Bill? Aren't you just getting in line with these people? Only what I say is allowed to be heard.
Yeah, that's right. Freedom of speech.
There you go.
Doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't exist at all. It absolutely doesn't exist. It's a startling revelation for those who are naive enough to believe that it does, but it doesn't.
So, well, I'll have to qualify my answer.
You mean I'm not? What did I say? I was brilliant? Extraordinaire? Right. You mean you are going to debate that with me, Bill?
It exists as a matter of law. It's just not recognized by the current governments and the courts particularly. So, as long as you say what is politically correct, it's okay. But if you say anything other than that, then you're going to be branded probably a terrorist.
A lot of us are in that category nowadays, right?
Especially, yeah,
listen, you're a veteran too, Bill, so you're there. Veterans, you got to beware of veterans, right? About 25 million or so of you out there, I think. 27 million.
Something. Well, I just have to stand up and take that badge with honor, frankly.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. They try to dishonor the honorable. No doubt about it. So anyway, so let's talk about free speech and freedom of the press and those two ideas, Bill, this morning.
Okay. Well, I like to go back to the Constitution and our history to sort of put some substance on the bones. We're often told, and the media likes to portray this myth, that freedom of the press really only applies to the established media, unless you have a printing press. Of course, that's rare today. A lot of people are printing, even though it's not on a printing press. But that restriction is totally contrary to what the framers of the state constitutions and the federal constitution had in mind. In fact, I think a good place to start is to read what is in the Pennsylvania Constitution currently. It's Article 1 of the Bill of the Declaration of Rights, the Constitution of Pennsylvania, Section 7, and its title is Freedom of Press and Speech and Libels. And I quote, "The printing press shall be free to every person who may undertake to examine the proceedings of the legislature or any branch of government, and no law shall ever be made to restrain the right thereof. The free communication of thoughts and opinions is one of the invaluable rights of man, and every citizen may freely speak, write, and print on any subject, being responsible for the abuse of that liberty. No conviction shall be had in any prosecution for the publication of papers related to the official conduct of officers or men in public capacity, or to any other matter proper for public investigation or information, where the facts that such publication was not maliciously or neglectfully made shall be established to the satisfaction of the jury, and in all indictments for libel the jury shall have the right to determine the law and the facts under the direction of the court, as in other cases." End quote. We go back and look at the introduction of that. It's clear it's not the established media that the constitutional protections were enshrined in the constitutions, but rather for the people.
Yeah, well, somehow the whole meaning of those words, Bill, has been lost along the way, incredibly lost, so that, you know, people are just so distracted by all these labels deliberately done so that they won't be able to get at and ascertain what really is happening, what's happened, and what's going on around them. You need to take the truth back, Bill.
Well, it's there. That's the current state constitution. In 1776, in the Constitution of Pennsylvania, it's again in the Declaration of Rights, Section 12, it says that the people have a right to freedom of speech and of writing and publishing their sentiments. Therefore, the freedom of the press ought not to be restrained. End quote. So, from the very beginning in Pennsylvania, of course, being one of the original 13 states, we can go back and read what the framers had in mind. And the words mean what they say. Now, you have to go back a lot of times and look at what the meaning of the words were then, because they sometimes change. But in this case, it's plain English. And for anybody to say that, oh, no, we the people don't have this right, that really belongs to the established press. And they're the only ones that have their protection from government. It's another perfect example of, as you say, ignorance on the part of the people and the intentional deception by those who wish to enslave us. And it's example after example of how this is done. In my 22 years of research on the subject, that is constitutional law, though I'm not an attorney, it's pretty obvious from what is written repeatedly, and frankly, good court decisions, that the government is the one constrained by the Constitution. And the Constitutions are written by the people to do that, to tell those in government what they can do and what they can't do, and to do it in such a way that there we have what is called a compound republic here in America. That is, the states have their constitutions and their authorities, and the people who met in conventions in 1787 delegated to the central government specific enumerated powers. And they're only to be exercised by the federal government, not infringing on the states. That's what the Tenth Amendment's all about. But it's interesting when you read the First Amendment to the federal Constitution, and how perverted that is. It's the same kind of deal, where it says Congress, this is the first article, that is the First Amendment, Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances, end quote. So Congress, now authority of Congress is in the federal jurisdiction, and only through the perversion by the courts have this so-called authority been pressed down into the states, that they can pretty much regulate everything and prohibit anything they want. And that's why we're losing our country, frankly, is because of the perversion of the law. And you can read these words, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the perversion of the law and the ignorance of the people.
Yeah, and of course they're not...
And apathy and indifference and unwillingness to stand up.
Well, the lawyers, attorneys and judges and professors of law have taken the lead here. They always have. And they're, of course, working for bankers and politicians and so forth. They get paid very well. But I always like to say, if the courts were operating strictly according to constitutional law, which is what their oath of office says they must do, as must others, then courts would be conducted according to the to constitutional law. And we have juries that would judge the law and the facts and be the final arbiter of those matters. And we wouldn't be in this quandary, because anybody could bring a suit against anybody, because no one's above the law, supposedly. And the jury would judge the law and the facts, and it would be rightly argued. And the judge would be there to make sure that nobody's rights are violated, not to intercede at his opinion and control. And we would have more than likely correct decisions in cases done by the jury, which, by the way, cannot be questioned. And, of course, now we have judges overruling juries and setting them aside and all this other stuff. Those aren't trial by juries. They're jury trials. Jury trials are administrative bodies to the court, by definition. A trial by jury is one of your peers, and they are the jury is the final arbiter of the law and the facts. Now, there you go. That's going to be argued, but we can come back to that, because we're talking about freedom of the press. But it's all the same.
Yeah.
Freedom of the press, freedom of religion, again, all covered in one amendment, the First Amendment. And, of course, trial by jury is later in the federal constitution and elsewhere in the state constitutions. But nevertheless, it's the same concept. So I would hope that people would just simply open their state constitution, or, frankly, start to look at what was said.
Yeah. Hang on. Hold that thought, Bill. We're going to hit the break. 3 minutes. We'll be back. William Taylor Ryle is my guest. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is my website. Lots of info there. Go there.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are you ready?
We're back. My guest this morning is William Taylor Ryle, and he and I are talking about free speech and freedom of the press and the free exchange of ideas and so on and so forth and all that good stuff. So go ahead, Bill. You were in the middle of making a point when we hit the break.
Well, if you think about it, the people are not going to resist government. Wake up one morning and say, hey, let's start a war for independence, as an example. The framers didn't do that. They gathered together in their homes and in pubs and other meeting places and talked about it and ultimately voted for independence. And all of that was under the recognized English right of Englishmen, of freedom of speech. And they wrote pamphlets. Remember the Federalist Papers and Anti-Federalist Papers?
Yeah.
Those articles written to encourage the people to ratify the Federal Constitution. And so there's so many examples of this freedom of the press. One comes to mind, an example for nullification, which is ultimately what people do when they don't like what government does. They can say, no, I'm not going to do that. Now, they got to be responsible, just like the article says, that you got to be responsible for what you do. But John Peter Zenger in 1735 in New York, was prosecuted for publishing statements about the governor. And they had passed a law in New York that said you couldn't question the governor. and other government officials. And Zenger was prosecuted, and his attorney argued, that was Hamilton, Alexander Hamilton. Alexander, that's not right. Anyway, Hamilton was his attorney, and he argued the truth was a defense for Mr. Zenger. Actually, he was publishing what others had said. The jury was out just a short period of time back and acquitted him. Well, there's a perfect example. He had published what was the truth. He was responsible for that. But because it was the truth, and even though there was a law that says he couldn't publish that, he was not guilty. So that's a perfect example of jury nullification, where the jury says, regardless of what the law says, we determine that it's either immoral, unjust, or unconstitutional, and the party of accused is not guilty.
Where is it now, Bill? And I'm trying to think here, and I can't recall where they said the truth is no defense. Where was that? Came up just recently. I'm saying maybe the last few years and something. I can't think what the hell I'm thinking of. I wish I could. Maybe somebody will email me and clue me in what it is I'm trying to recall, because somebody out there listening, I'm sure, knows of what I'm speaking about. But
I think that's false. I don't know the specific site you're thinking about.
Well, it's not false, Bill. It's actually true, but I don't know. I can't think of what example I'm trying to cite here. So,
the point is
they're not interested. The facts, look at the having juries nullify something. In fact, was it New Hampshire I just read passed some kind of a law on jury nullification just was within the last couple of days, Bill? Did you see that?
No. But even if the problem with what is going on today is there's so many corrupt people involved who haven't been educated. Attorneys and judges don't get educated in the law anymore. They get educated in cases and procedures. They don't read the founding documents. They certainly don't read the Bible. They don't read Blackstone's commentaries and all those instructive documents that the framers put down for us. We have to stop listening to these kinds of edicts that come from on high. The courts make so many mistakes because they're not educated in the law. They're educated in cases, which is a progressive way, and I don't mean that in the political sense, little by little to change the law. That was always the intent of the case method instituted by Christopher Columbus Langdell in Harvard in 1870 initially, based on what he'd been talking about when he was in college. In 1848 through 53 when he was at Harvard, both at the college and at the law school. So the point being is, I would just hope that people would look at what government says and with a very, very skeptical eye and say, wait a minute, you better be able to prove that based on our history and our law, not some whim. And so if it's sort of like Delaware just passed a law saying that sheriffs don't have the authority to arrest anybody. That's ludicrous. But that's apparently the law, quote unquote, in Delaware. Now it's being challenged. And the Attorney General, Bo Biden, the vice president's son, wrote an opinion that said, yeah, that's right. Sheriffs don't have that authority. Well, they do. They've always had that authority. And they will always have it until there's a constitutional amendment saying otherwise, because sheriffs get their authority from the state constitutions and not.
And not what, Bill? You got 30 seconds to finish that thought. Go ahead. Listen, we're going to break. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie, and my guest is William Taylor Ryle. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more. Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. Herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rodden. You're listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest is William Taylor Ryle, and I have some of the documents that he's written up on my website under the tab entitled, well, actually, it's his own tab. William Taylor Ryle, I think I have on there, or something like that. What does it say, Bill? I haven't looked at it in so long, I don't even remember. Something like that. You guys can figure it out.
Yeah, it's William Taylor Ryle doc, like that.
All right. All right. So let's get back to all these infringements on free speech here. For example, the hate crime legislation bill, that certainly impedes people from saying what they think freely. Because otherwise they claim that, you know, your motivation is you're a hater, even though maybe it doesn't make any difference. Even if you were, it's irrelevant. It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, I testified in front of the State House committee on that subject years ago.
What was the purpose of this committee? What was, were they formed for?
Oh, they were debating the hate crime enhancement that's put on criminal charges here in the state, sir, in the 90s.
Okay.
And, you know, there are a bunch of groups that want to do that, and police officers as an example. And my point is, a crime is a crime is a crime. And the reason, my take on they wanted to do this hate crime enhancement was they've gone to the legislature prescribing the extent for penalties of criminal cases, you know, some range. And many people want to punish people more than that if they speak ill of someone else. or do something that's categorized as a hate crime, and they can't get the legislature to change the range, and so they come up with this add-on, you know, 5 years for a hate crime as an enhancement. But the reality is a crime is a crime.
Absolutely.
And so go through the process. If you think that doing something in addition is another crime, well, that's fine. Charge them with that. But just because some police officer or some prosecutor says, hey, that's a hate crime, so we'll just up the penalties 5, 10 years, whatever the range they want to do, I guess is within the scope of the hate crime legislation. But my position was, no, you can't do that. That's absolutely a violation of the Constitution, freedom of speech. And while you don't like what people say, it's not a hate crime. It's not a crime. Now, if you're in a crowded theater and you yell fire when there isn't a fire, that's a crime. And you can be prosecuted for that under any concept of law. But just because you say something that somebody doesn't like, that's not a crime.
No, not at all.
Because as the federal constitution says, Congress shall make no law. And the state constitution clearly says you can't prosecute, because Article 1, Section 25 of the Pennsylvania Constitution says that to guard against the transgressions of the high powers of that we have delegated in Article 1, everything in this article should be accepted out of the general powers of government and shall forever remain inviolate. The legislature cannot legislate on matters of your fundamental rights. But they do it all the time. All right, it's like gun control and everything else. And when you start looking at what government does, they do it primarily out of ignorance and the fact that they're following the advice of some attorney or prejudice or whatever they've been told, or maybe lobbyist or being paid to do it or whatever the reason is. It has nothing to do with the constitutions. And if they would follow their oath of office, you and I'd probably be doing something else.
Well, I don't know, Bill. Probably we'd be standing on a street corner with a sign objecting to something, you know. But I don't know what, you know.
We have to be good. That's our job.
I think it's our role in life, Bill, to be the people who are standing up and speaking out. I think it's just, you know, many are called, fewer chosen. Well, something like that, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Well, I don't know. But anyway, it is what it is. Whatever, it is what it is. And you and I and a handful of others around the nation who feel so inclined.
Well, what my point is the remedy to an unconstitutional government, unlawful government, is for the people who are the sovereigns in this country, state sovereignty, the peoples in the states, and because that state is part of the union, also we're a citizen of the United States, and therefore we put our sovereignty through the Constitution to that body. If we are to stand up and say, you will follow your oath of office, and if you don't, we're going to indict you in grand juries, and we're going to prosecute you because you're committing felonies, and we're going to remove you from office by means like impeachment and those kind of things, but certainly ultimately at the elections, not the only remedy. But until we, the people, exert our authority, and not when the government violates the law and our rights, they're going to keep doing it. That's what governments do.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So the remedy is, in fact, to hold everyone in government at every level strictly accountable to their oath of office according to the original intent of the documents. And until we do that, we're just chasing windmills, because they can pass more bills in a day than you can challenge. And they do it. And they do it without us knowing about it. They don't read the bills. They do all sorts of things that are immoral. Unconscionable and certainly unconstitutional. Or they pass a bill that doesn't apply to you. It might apply to a corporation, but it couldn't possibly apply to a human who have these protections. Corporations think they're people because the courts have said so, but they're not. They're artificial persons at best, and they don't have any God-given rights. That's another misconception. We just sort of go astray here, but it's all the same thing.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
As our Constitution says, this freedom of speech and the press is for the people to examine what the legislature and every branch of government's doing and speak out about it, write about it. And when you do that, that's the press.
Well, you know,
on a napkin or on a blog or wherever.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was listening to a radio show last night, and they were talking about water rights and the assault on water rights all around the country, but they were specifically, they were in Montana, and I want to try to get these people to come on my show when I get their contact info. But one of the things that the lady said about the reason why a lot of people were afraid to speak out about this assault on their water rights is because it's, there's some deal going down with the Native Americans and the Indian tribes around there, and they're afraid to be called, what, haters, bigots, anti-Indian, whatever. Whatever label would be put on them. So they are afraid to stand up and speak out because they are afraid to be labeled. And so this our First Amendment rights of free speech are so critical, and it is so critical that people blow past these labels they put on them, because these labels are helping these evil people to advance their agenda, because the people are fearful of being called racist, hater, anti-Semite, white supremacist, homophobe, xenophobe, bigot, you name it, whatever they can think of to call you, they will call you in hopes that it will silence you. And no one else will stand up, and they can just ram this agenda forward. And they look at this is your water. This is the water out there. 3 days without water, you're a dead duck. No water for your farm, you're out of business. No water for your animals, they're going to die. You're going to sell them off. You'll be SOL. No water for you, you're SOL. So, I mean, I don't know how much clearer that can be, Bill, to encourage people to forget these labels. If I do nothing else in my lifetime, this will be my goal, to try to get people to have the courage to ignore these labels and just continue to speak the truth. And forget them, because those labels are chains. They are wrapping around your entire body and your life.
That you're absolutely right. People are fearful of government.
They are. And people, they're fearful of the crap that's written in the press. They're fearful of other people in the community who have been so blinded by these labels themselves that they can't think past them.
Yeah, but I think underlying a lot of that is, you know, when a group who has influence, or maybe a town council or so forth, makes some decision, and then you break that rule, they sick their own cops on you, and those police don't have a clue about protecting your rights.
No,
protect the state.
Yeah,
that's really sheriff is so important, because
he's
the elected official in the county that's supposed to protect the people against government, primary job. But we have sheriffs across this country who are ignoring it. Some are coming out, and that's great. I hope more than do.
Yeah. Bill, we've got a caller on the line. Jim in Kansas is on with us. Jim, go right ahead, please. Hi, how are you today?
In the Ernst Zundel trial in Canada, I don't know if it was the first one or the second one, but the judge ruled that the truth was not a defense after he came back with all that scientific evidence that the Holocaust gas chambers had so little bit of residue of cyanide gas in it that it was impossible for anything that they claimed that have happened to have happened.
Okay. I knew I had read that truth was no defense in something I read, and I couldn't remember what the hell it was. Thanks for bringing that up, Jim. I appreciate it.
Ingrid Rimlin is very articulate, and she lives in Tennessee. I think she'd be an excellent guest.
Send me you got my email address. Jim, email some information to me, please.
I just tried to, and I couldn't even get on the unsolicitedopinion.com.
Oh, well. I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyway.
But it's Maggie at the
Unsolicited. Okay, Maggie. Okay, I'll try email.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, Maggie at the unsolicitedopinion.com, Jim.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Right.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Yeah, thank you, Jim.
There's another example of some court making some edict that's so full of baloney that we ought to just laugh at it if it weren't so tragic because people follow it. You know, this this concept that because a court makes a decision, that somehow translates into law and it's binding on everybody, that's the most ridiculous concept put forward by the crooks that can be imagined. They've done that to increase their power. Court decisions only, according to the law, only affect the parties of the case, the facts of the case, and the law of the case. And so if they're identical, all three of those are identical, then that decision is binding. That's it. And the court makes a decision, an opinion. And as Justice Story said in Swift versus Tyson in 1842, people can look that up. It's 16 Peter 1, 1842 is the site. And he makes the clear statement that court decisions are not law. At most, they're evidence of what the law is, but in themselves, they are not law. And that's true. And if a court decision is constitutional, then it is true, and people can read it and get something from it, guidance as an example, but it's not binding on anybody except the parties of the case, the law of the case, and the facts of the case. And to extend that, the Supreme Court on high edicts, you know, Obamacare is a tax. Well, baloney. That's not true, but it doesn't affect anybody because it's not constitutional.
Yeah.
It's so wrong that it's among the worst decisions by the Supreme Court. I think it ranks up there with Roe versus Wade and Dred Scott. That's how bad it is.
Let's go to another caller, Bill. Chris in Vegas. Hey, Chris. How are you there, kid?
I am marvelous. Good morning, Maggie and Mr. William Taylor Ryle.
Good morning.
Well, you had suggested earlier in the conversation that the courts had perverted the law. I would submit that rather than converted it, they actually changed or transmuted the law into a new form of law and supplanted, thereby committing treason and warring against the Constitution. The ADA and the National Association of Trial Lawyers replaced common law with a foreign form of law, and that lies the problem in America.
Well, I don't disagree necessarily with what you're saying. I think if you go back, and perhaps you have, research how this perversion occurred, it really started right from the beginning. It's been going on for all time. As an example, this idea of freedom of... Well, the Federalist in 1798 had the Alien and Sedition Acts, and the Sedition Act was that no one could speak ill of the president, that was Adams, a Federalist, and the Congress, Federalist, but they left out Jefferson, who was the vice president, because he was an anti-Federalist. And, of course, Jefferson objected to that, and he and Madison wrote the nullification resolution for Virginia and Kentucky. But the point being is this has been going on forever, but aggressively since the war between the states and the creation of the New Era Bar in 1878. And the conversion really occurred by virtue of the 14th Amendment, and the perversion intently by using what's called the case method, which then became case law in the 20th century, to advance the socialist program that we now are subjected to. And our governments have been changed. The law has been changed. Most of it is what is called the color of law. But as far as doing away with common law, that's absurd. You can't do away with the common law, because if you did, first of all, the common law, the attorneys will say, common law is those laws that were in England at the time of the war for independence. And after that, we didn't have any common law. In 1947, in Peoria versus Tompkins, they decided that there was no federal common law, which is not true either, but that's what they decided. And so common law exists. And if it doesn't, then, let's see, the Seventh Amendment of the Constitution doesn't work, does it? Because that refers specifically to the common law in civil trials. So no matter who tells you that they've done away with the common law, it's just not true. Common law is lot of things. It's tradition, it's customs, it's court decisions, it's statutes, it's, in fact, the Constitution, it's the Bible. For instance, in Pennsylvania, there's a case up the graph against the an 1824 case that confirms, that's the Pennsylvania Supreme Court case, that that Christianity has always been a part of the common law of Pennsylvania. So, start throwing things out. What I would suggest is stop listening to these ideas that they have done all these things that are unconstitutional, because if something's unconstitutional, it does.
After the break.
Yeah, we'll be right back, everybody. 3 minutes, don't change that dial. Hang in there, we'll be back for the final segment.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates, and I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Everybody, we're back. This is Maggie Rott. My guest is William Taylor Ryle. Listen, Chris, we're running out of time, so make your point to respond to Bill quickly, 30 seconds, because I want to give another caller a chance. So go ahead, Chris, please, quickly.
Absolutely. I think Bill is generally quite right, although Mr. Jefferson wisely observed that the weakness of the chain of the Constitution was in the proviso of the executive with the powers to appoint members of the SCOTUS with the approval of the House. And therein lies the conundrum. There is a relationship of obligation that exists that puts the SCOTUS at the behest of the president or the executive, and that's probably the problem. Thank you so much.
Okay, on that note. Thanks, Chris. I appreciate it very much. Good to hear from you again. Bill, I'm going to bring on another caller real quickly. Let's go to Wayne in Texas because we're running out of time. Wayne, quickly ask your question, please.
Yeah, hi, Maggie. Thank you. And hey, Bill, we see public officials that don't follow their oath of office and code enforcers using color of law, you know, an ordinance to make people's lives miserable. And I was kind of curious, how do you feel about using criminal complaints against these folks to either attach to their bonds or to force a resignation? I'll get off.
I think anything that you want to do is fine. Unfortunately, a criminal complaint has to be approved by the district attorney, and they're there to protect the system. So getting success in the courts is very limited at best. As far as attacking the bonds, putting liens on various government officials, yeah, that'll really get them upset, which then they'll go to the court, and the court will try to intercede. So it's tough. We have an out-of-control government at all levels, and they're not fearful of us, unfortunately.
Yeah, there are, have been. We've talked about this before, I know, Bill. There have been people who have tried to put liens against judges and that stuff, and that's like whacking a hornet's nest and standing under it and seeing what happens, which is not a good thing.
And the judges will just remove it, and then you'll be prosecuted for malicious prosecution on their part, you know, on going after judges. They're there to protect each other.
Yeah, the whole game is so rigged.
That's why we need to return to citizens' grand juries and trial juries that understand that they have the authority and the duty to judge both the law and the facts, and start indicting these folks and putting them in jail. But we need sheriffs to arrest them because, again, district attorneys are not going to do it.
No, unfortunately. It's a fine mess we find ourselves in, Bill.
Well, like I said, the solution is understanding the law, the real law, and not get distracted, and stand together and get the sheriffs to do their job, and everybody, frankly. This idea of following your oath of office and the fact that I said earlier that an unconstitutional act doesn't exist, well, of course, those in government and the corrupt government think it does, but this confirmation goes all the way back to the famous case that the attorneys always like to cite, Harvard versus Madison in 1803, and in there it says all laws which are repugnant to the Constitution are null and void. And that is repeated.
Really? You know what Miss Gull said she was going to do?
Well, it's repeated somewhere. You can tell us next time. Bill, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate it. Listen, everybody, we're going to Oz because somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Listen, chin up, everybody, because there are a handful of people in the world who are fighting for you and I. Bill Ryle is one of them. So don't lose heart. Sun's going to come up tomorrow. So chin up, kids. I'll be back. I'll be on live Sunday on Orion at noon Eastern, and I'll be back here on Monday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. So have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Take care.
Beyond the rain.